All right, welcome back to Shakedown Shan. Hope you all had a great week. I did absolutely nothing exciting this week, just working like crazy, getting ready for Christmas. Let's see, what am I doing today? Today I'm planning to cook chicken parm and wrap Christmas presents. Nothing exciting there either.
Okay, can you hear me through your headphones?
Yes, I
can. Okay.
All right, so today the plan is to continue going over the constitutional amendments. First of all, I just wanted to introduce that I may be bringing somebody on either next week or the week after, depends on how far we get through this today. There's this this guy that I follow on social media, and he recently traveled the United States by himself and learned a lot about individuality and stuff like that. And so he wants to come on and talk about that and the importance of the individual. And that, I think that ties into libertarianism a lot. And so he wants to come on and talk about that. I want to hear some stories about his travels. So it'd be something a little different. And I'm excited to do that. We just got to get our ideas together. So that's something to look forward to coming up.
Yes.
Like I said last week, I'm on Spotify now. I have learned that there's no way to track analytics for Spotify, apparently, or at least I can't figure it out.
Really?
So
can you contact them?
Yeah, they said that there's no way to log into Spotify and track the analytics of it. It's not so for songs on Spotify, the top five songs of an artist, you can see the number of downloads. But, you can't see downloads for any of their other songs or anything like that. And for podcasts, you don't get to see download count either.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
You would think you'd get somebody to contact to give you directions.
Right. I looked at a bunch of the Q&As, and nothing was helpful.
Do they have a, you know how they have a board that different people are on?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have one of those?
I'm not sure.
You should check that, because sometimes that's all they have. You know, they don't have where you can contact somebody. They'll have a message board.
Oh, yeah, they did. They had a Q&A message board.
Yeah, but this is with other people that use it.
Yeah,
it
had other people on it.
And ask them, you know, if there's a way that you can put it on there. Did you try that?
No, I read some people's comments, though, and they were also asking for the same thing.
Oh, they were.
And they didn't get any helpful responses either.
Hmm.
So, don't know about that one, but I'm there.
I helped you as much as I could.
All right, so let's get back into this. I did skip the 12th Amendment last time because it was long and I really wanted to touch on the 13th and the 14th. So, let's go right into the long one here. So number 12, the electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for president and vice president, one of whom at least shall not be an inhabitant of the same state with themselves. They shall name in their ballots the person voted for as president, and in distinct ballots the person voted as for vice president. And they shall make distinct lists of all persons voted for as president, and of all persons voted for as vice president, and of the number of votes for each, which list they shall sign and certify, and transmit sealed to the seat of the government of the United States, directed to the president of the Senate. The president of the Senate shall, in the presence of the Senate and House of Representatives, open all their certificates, and the votes shall then be counted. The person having the greatest number of votes for president shall then be president, if such number be a majority of the whole number of the electors appointed, and if no person have such majority, then from the persons having the highest numbers, not exceeding three on the list of those voted for as president. The House of Representatives shall choose immediately by ballot the president, but in choosing the president, the vote shall be taken by states, the representation from each state having one vote, for this purpose shall consist of a member or members for 2/3 of the states. And a majority of all of the states shall be necessary to a choice. And if the House of Representatives shall not choose a president, whenever the right of choice shall develop upon them, before the 4th day of March next following, then the vice president shall act as president, as in the case of the death or other constitutional disability of the president. The person having the greatest number of votes as vice president shall be the vice president. This is so long.
Yeah.
If such number be a majority of the whole number of electors appointed, and if no person have a majority, then from the two highest numbers on the list, the Senate shall choose the vice president, for the purpose shall consist of the 2/3 of the whole number of senators, and a majority of the whole number shall be necessary to a choice, but no person constitutionally ineligible to the office of president shall be eligible to that of the vice president of the United States. So it's just a bunch of rules.
Yep.
It's like, if this, then this, and if not that, then mm-hmm. this, and if not that, then this. So let's see. Basically, that it's just a bunch of voting rules. That's all really it is. It's not a very... I mean, it's important to have these rules to know what to do in certain cases, but to me, it's not like an important amendment that like gives or defines in more detail what rights we have,
right.
Really.
Just how you choose. I mean, I said the 12th Amendment was adopted because of the election of 1800.
Mm-hmm.
When there was a tie for president and vice president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this just defines rules on what to do in certain situations and what happens if the president dies or is not capable being president, then the vice president takes over. And those are basic rules that we still follow today.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, because that was boring.
Yeah, that is a kind of a rambling...
Oh, there's some of those in here that do that. The fourth one rambles, but the fourth one's very important. We read over those.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some. Number 20 rambles and rambles and rambles.
I think they do that on purpose.
All right. Did we go over 15? We didn't.
No.
Did we? Okay. So number 15. Section 1 says, the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. Section 2, the Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. So this is the right to vote. This happened after the 13th and 14th Amendment. African Americans were given the right to vote. However, so women, we know, still don't have the right to vote until the 19th Amendment. But I feel like the 15th gives that to them. Mm. The right of citizens of the United States. And so women are considered citizens, right?
Right.
So they're counted as population at this time. And they're considered a citizen, I guess. But I guess they were using... So back then, I can see where they are like, well, it says race, color, and previous condition of servitude. It doesn't say gender. And
right.
So also, citizen may have had a different definition. Not necessarily the population, like you count for it, so you're a citizen. Back then, it could be like a contributing member of society as a citizen.
Right. Or like when they used to say all men are created equal, I think mm-hmm. it was men and women are created
yeah.
equal, but back then they used the term men. So today we look back and say, oh, they didn't really care about women.
Right.
So.
But I think they meant like, it's just a general term.
Right, a general term.
But so, not saying that women weren't citizens and didn't contribute to society, they definitely did.
Because oh, sure.
they raised the children basically a lot, and a lot of some of them coming up into the 19th Amendment between this time period were starting to go outside the house. But I just feel like there was definitely an argument here to be made saying that, hey, this amendment says citizens of the United States, and so, but I can also see where people would also twist it around. Like, so that goes into the argument of, are the amendments elastic or are they not? Because some people that are like strict constitutionalists are like, no, they're not elastic. They mean exactly what they say. But a lot of people twist it around and make it mean what it doesn't mean, or try to make it fit their purpose. And I remember learning in middle school, they used to tell us that the Constitution was elastic.
Well, I think it's elastic only because it was created to be a changing document, I think, with the times, but based on the same rules, but interpreted different. I mean, it's like some of the amendments were replaced because of the wording, and they were just, I mean, like you said before, you have to go back in time and see what the words were used for.
Right, and you have to think about the time period and think about what were they trying to mean by this.
Right.
Right, to get the best understanding of it.
Yeah, so if you have to change an amendment today or replace it with another amendment to make it pertinent to today's verbiage, I don't see anything wrong with that. But if you're taking something away from citizens, mm-hmm. I think that's not right.
Yeah, you can't be just changing it to take away rights.
Right.
But,
okay. That's the biggest one with the Second Amendment. I mean, they want to change it because of it. Well, it doesn't mean anything today.
It says the right to
today.
Bear arms.
Right.
Which, so a lot of people say, well, that's guns, right? Well, no, it's arms. It's any kind of arm.
Right.
That's exactly what it says. And so they want to change it to the right to bear guns.
Right.
But that's not what it says, and that's not the right we're given. And so I don't feel like you can go and we've been given that right. You can't take that away.
And that's pretty much, understandable. But there's people that try and change
right.
it to use it to say, well, we're going to ban this and ban
right,
that.
Right, because
when
it's not covered under there. Well, it doesn't say right. that this weapon, whatever. I'm terrible at weapon names. I can't think of anything.
Well, like rifles, let's say. Like a .22 or a shotgun or a 35mm. I mean, they just want a rapid fire. Guns. People just wanted.
Right, but it doesn't say specifically what can be banned and what can't be banned.
Right.
So it's just that's where people like try to manipulate it
mm-hmm.
and be like, well, this is
that's
not an arm granted
right.
protection under the Constitution, but where does it say that it's not?
No, I keep that thought that you're on now. This week I heard that before someone can get, I don't know if this is in New York, I think an assemblyman in New York is bringing it to the floor, that before you can get a permit, a gun permit, that you have to submit 2 years of social media content that you...
I saw that.
So because they want to see if you've ever said anything that might be taken as,
and that's just dumb because,
well, sure it is, because
people
you
say silly things on the internet all the time,
of
and
course.
It could even be in a joking matter,
exactly,
and you don't know what context it's in, and they could just be doing it just because they're being satirical.
Exactly. Or because
internet.
Something happened like, in that period and they're making a joke about it, or they're
right.
lampooning it.
Right.
I think that's terrible.
It is terrible. You can't base somebody off of their social media. I mean, a lot of times you can, but most of the time you can't either. It's like you can and you can't. It depends on the person, depends on what they put on social media and how true it is to them.
Right.
You really have to know them in person to know what they're like.
What they're like. Well, I mean,
social
media
is not a direct reflection of anybody, really.
No, it isn't. Email isn't either.
No.
You're talking face to face, I mean, is the way you can gauge a person because in a job interview, they have you go in and sit down because you can tell by their inflection or their characteristics, you know, what a person is. An email is kind of like you don't know what they mean when they say you can take it different ways. But I cannot believe that this would go, that they're going to have to be supplied with that.
Facebook is also trying to be, trying to move towards like a PG-13 language. And they're like, they're looking at banning certain use of languages and stuff like that. They want it to all be like censored. And you can get kicked off for doing certain things, which is dumb.
Yeah.
A, it's supposed to be, how old are you supposed to be for Facebook? 18?
Yep.
18 to make a Facebook? Why are we making it PG-13?
I know.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's younger than that. But I remember making a Facebook. I had to like lie on my birthday year.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was under the age. Like MySpace was also 18, I think. Maybe it was 16.
Most of them are because you're
legally responsible at
18.
Right. And so I think it was 18. I don't know if it's changed or if I'm just remembering it wrong, but I remember having to change my birthday on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But
now see this, they're going to bring this up. If you ever need a gun permit, they're going to go back and listen to.
I would never get one because they're going to be like, she's against the state. Right. She doesn't get a gun. Which is also how they can censor people getting guns and stuff. How will filter people that get guns. Just see what their political sides are.
Sure.
And Facebook rates you politically too. If you go into your settings, it's somewhere deep in your settings. You can see what Facebook like labels you as, and that's how you get your news.
Really?
On Facebook. So I'm labeled as a conservative.
Yep.
And I just get a lot of conservative leaning news.
How do you find that out?
I'll have to send it to you.
Okay,
somewhere
send
deep
it to
in your
me.
Settings.
Yeah, yeah.
They also. I only know this because my boss wants me to create a business Facebook profile. And so I was trying to do that the other day. I had to send in two pictures of myself to prove my identity. And it's been submitted for review. They said they'll contact me based with their decision. You can't just make a Facebook profile. You have to, you used to just have to like, confirm the email address or the phone number or something. Now you have to submit two pictures of yourself that are like good, decent quality. Like they can see your features. And.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Then they review it.
Because some people have
like,
on their Facebook page a picture. I mean, it's.
Right. But they, when you sign up now, they want two pictures of you. I don't know, to prove you're a real person or something. But I just think it's getting, the censorship with Facebook is getting out of hand, especially since you can argue that they're a private company, but they're really not because they work with the government so much.
Sure.
I mean, they're getting into politics and everything like that. That's not a private company.
Yep.
That is crony capitalism. It's definitely not all private. And so, they advertise themselves as a platform, and platforms aren't supposed to censor and take sides. So it's false advertisement, and they're definitely not a private company. So I highly disagree with all the censorship that they're trying to do.
Yep.
But I think people will start leaving their platform soon.
I think so. I'm surprised someone else hasn't come up with a different platform.
There
like Facebook,
is
but
something I forgot what it's called, but I don't. Facebook's just
see,
so many people on it.
A lot of younger people though don't like Facebook.
Oh no,
they
a lot of
want to go with Twitter
and
or
Instagram,
and Snapchat.
Yeah, I used to do like social media detoxing, and then I would like just have Snapchat for a while, or like just do Twitter. And like get rid of Facebook for a few months. But now I can't because, like, I promote the show on there and everything and keep in touch with my listeners. So it's difficult for me to do that. But I do like to do that. I just haven't figured out how to do that and still be relevant.
Yeah, you got to stay in. I mean, that's the problem. The thing is, if you use Facebook for many things, you have to stay on there. But
I don't have to be on there as much as I am, but whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes there's nothing else to do.
And well, there's probably plenty of stuff I can do.
Not sorry about that. So no, it's okay. Back in the 15th Amendment, right?
Right, that was the right to vote. So the 16th Amendment I highlighted. And so up until this point, there was no enforced income tax federally. So the Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived without apportionment among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration. Wow.
That so was a big one.
This is, I mean, it's like one of the shortest amendments here, and it's honestly the heaviness of it is bigger than some of these longer ones. It's heavier than number 12 was hefty in length, but not in weight.
Right.
This is a very weighted amendment. So basically, here's the government coming in and saying, so Congress has the power to lay and collect taxes on the money that you make, that you earn, and can't do anything about it. You can't do it. So we're just going to take your money.
That's right.
And so a lot of people are like, well, income tax, that's the price you pay to be in a free society. We're not in a free society. No. I mean, we're freer than any other country, but it's not a free society. We're just more free than other places. But you should have the right to your labor, like the product of your labor, and that's your income. And nobody, I mean, they basically steal your money with the threat of violence, because if you don't pay your taxes, you start getting fines and everything. And then if you don't pay those fines on your taxes and it just all keeps adding up, they will come to your house and they will throw you in a cage. And you did absolutely nothing wrong to any other individual or group of people or anything like that. You just chose to keep what you worked hard for. And they've done that to people. There's I don't remember the name of this guy, but he evaded taxes for years, and he just like stayed to himself, lived in the middle of nowhere, and eventually they went and got him and arrested him.
Yeah, they can find you.
They will find you. But like, he really wasn't using anything that was like paid for by taxes. He just wasn't paying his taxes. He wanted to just keep to himself. And I mean, it's been proven that if something's deemed important enough in a society, the people in the society will come together and make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've seen it. Domino's was filling potholes in the roads,
right?
Because the money that we're paying that's supposed to fill the potholes in the roads isn't being done.
Right.
And so they just decided to start doing it. And I mean, they put their logo on it, but that's advertisement for them too.
Right.
So,
and when you got so many pizzas left over, you can fill the holes up in the streets and then put your logo on it.
But yeah, I mean, if something's deemed so important to a society, people come together and figure out how to get it done,
well,
make
you
it
know,
happen.
It said, and when I say it, you know, I always pop up what you're talking
right.
about. It said that they thought that that it was associated to collect income tax because of government spending was getting bigger because of more population in it. But they said what the effect was it's been to shift the balance of power from the state to the federal government.
Right.
So where states had more control, see, what it really boils down to is the federal government wanted to get bigger,
right,
and make the states not as relevant as they were.
Because, I mean, individual states had the right to impose taxes on their citizens if they wanted, well, but they didn't have to.
Right, they didn't have to, but, like, we pay state tax, too, now.
And they could opt out of any federal taxes, but this made it so states couldn't opt out of that.
Right.
And, I mean, making government bigger goes against the whole idea of the amendments to the Constitution.
Well, you were talking about last week that states should really be the ones to make decisions for themselves if they don't want to be a part of, let's say, a federal program. I mean, let the state make the decisions.
Or even as small as the county.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I can tell you, Saratoga County is completely different than, I don't know the counties in the city, but...
Well, like Montgomery County.
Montgomery.
Or Warren County, which is up probably where you work.
Warren and Saratoga are right next to each other, right, up where I live. You literally cross the bridge.
Yeah.
And I'm in the other one.
Well, that's like South Glens Falls. When you drive towards Glens Falls on 9, South Glens Falls is in Saratoga County. You drive over the bridge, you're in Glens Falls, and you're in Warren County.
Right.
And, I mean, you can throw a baseball over the, you know, mm-hmm. and hit, but that's the fine line there.
Mm-hmm. But, I think it should even go down to as small as counties. Like, states should be able to opt out of something, but then say a county wants to opt into it. They should be able to opt into it if they want.
Right.
Or say a state opts into it, maybe this county wants to opt out.
Well, I think you use the education as an example, if I'm not mistaken, like with the mandates. I mean, every school may not want the mandates that want the things that the state's giving them because they have to pay for it, but it's mandated by the state that you have to have those.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is your taxes have to go up because the state's telling you to have them. And
I think, like, when it comes to education, that it should be down to the school. That school district decides what's best for the students, what's best for the district, the people that live in the district, and maybe it's a poorer district. No, we can't have that. They can't afford it unless people want to come. And then that's where voluntary charity comes in. We can't have this program or sports team because there's not enough money in the budget. But it's being demanded that we have it because they need X amount hours of physical activity or something like that. But we just don't have the equipment or the room or the teachers. We got to get money for that, and we just don't have it. And the people in our town don't have it collectively. But that's when someone sees that issue that has a good heart and wants that program for the school, and those people donate their money because they think it's a good cause. And they donate their money without having to raise the taxes of the citizens that live there.
Right.
And so that people see things that need to be done, and people that really feel strongly about it will do what is necessary to make sure it happens. And that you see that all the time. But so also, did you hear about the tax riots in France?
Yes.
It's crazy. So, I mean, France is not all that free. They get pushed around a lot by their government.
Yeah.
And I was just blown away to, like, see all this happening over gas tax. And if that doesn't, like, open up America's eyes to taxation, I don't know what will. Well, I just thought it was hilarious because they were pulling guillotines out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was laughing.
Know, and a week before that, or a couple days before that, they were making that French president seem like he was a god. When Trump went over there, you know,
right,
how could he insult the French president? He's so smart. And another thing that they're having problems with is immigration.
Yeah.
So you have these revolts, I mean, and it could possibly overthrow the government. I mean, the way they're going, because it'll keep spreading and spreading. So you have a lot of the immigrants that came in, illegal immigrants, and the people that don't want to be taxed, and you could have a big problem on your hands.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these riots themselves are crazy. That's just a problem in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just thought it was interesting to see something in the news about tax revolts and riots over taxes. I'm like, what? It's the Boston Tea Party. Anyway.
Well, that's like you said. If people want to eliminate something, you know, they should have the right. Mm-hmm. And here the government is saying, no, we're going to increase your taxes. And so that's what the people
don't want
fighting
that.
That's right.
Okay, so let's see. Number 17. The Senate of the United States shall be composed of 2 senators from each state elected by the people thereof for 6 years. And each senator shall have 1 vote. So some rules about Senate and a term limit to the Senate seats of 6 years. The electors in each state shall have the qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislators. When happen in the representation of any state in the Senate, the executive authority of such state shall issue writs of election to fill such vacancies. Provided that the legislator of any state may empower the executive thereof to make temporary appointments until the people fill the vacancies by election as the legislator may direct. This amendment shall not be construed as to affect the election or term of any senator chosen before it becomes valid as part of the Constitution. Okay, so term limits and some more rules.
Mm-hmm.
18. This is a big one, too, that I like to point out. Okay, so section 1. After 1 year from the ratification of this article, the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors within the importation thereof into or the exportation thereof from the United States and all territories subject to the jurisdiction thereof for beverage purposes is hereby prohibited. No more alcohol. The Congress and the several states shall have concurrent power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. This article shall be inoperative unless it shall have been ratified as an amendment to the Constitution by the legislator of the several states as provided in the Constitution within 7 years from the date of submission hereof to the states by the Congress. So here's their first amendment banning a substance, and it's going to be the last amendment banning a substance.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they realized how terrible things got.
But look who led the way. You know, I mean, it was the women's movement. You know, and, you know, you stop and look back at what happened.
It was the suffragists, right?
Right.
They,
but men were abusing women, and women didn't have a voice. Because, mm-hmm. like we said, I mean, even though they were citizens, women didn't really have a voice. They were like slaves, right, basically.
And, they still don't even have the right to vote.
Right.
And so I know that they were a big force behind this amendment.
Yeah.
But it's crazy to think that there's an amendment in here banning a substance.
Yeah, I can see that. I think that was the beginning of women's force in the country.
Because they got this to go through.
Right.
They started a whole movement and they said, well, we basically got this amendment through. Why can't we vote? And so then they start working on the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they were already working on that, but they really got the power behind the right to vote. And so I believe that's a great amendment. But I mean, without the 18th Amendment, though, we wouldn't have the Dukes of Hazzard. So is it really that bad?
That's right. And we wouldn't have Al Capone, and we wouldn't have A lot of the gangsters that used to make their own alcohol and sell it to speakeasies. People could still get it. That's the thing. And
well, yeah, because there's a black market.
That's right. And that's what happens when you prohibit something.
Right. When you prohibit something, you open up a black market. Yeah. You create more crime, violence, death, destruction. You create more poverty. It's just prohibiting things doesn't ever lead to elimination of it.
Right.
It's always going to be here because there's a black market. Things are going to get sold. And yep. When you create black markets, that increases gang violence.
That's right.
You inspire there to be gangs that sell it.
And that's why, different things that you've talked about. And it's like with guns. All right, they're going to ban guns.
But they're still going to be here.
Who are going to have guns? It's going to be the gangs. And
right.
Because there's a black market. And the criminals always can get whatever they want if things are banned. And so we're the ones that'll be held up.
Right. The people that wouldn't normally go to gangs to buy things are going to be the people hurting from it. The people that you would want to have guns or alcohol.
Right.
But all the people that you don't want to have guns or alcohol or drugs are still going to get it anyway.
And they're going to control it.
Right. And they're going to control it. And it's going to be even worse because it's going to be in their hands rather than everybody's hands. And then, as far as guns go, it'll be in their hands and the government's hands.
Right.
And then us middle line people have nothing.
And think bad things happen when you have rights. Yeah.
So that's prohibition. Number 19, women's right to vote. The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Women got the right to vote. I would always argue that the 15th gave it to them, but our country did not think so. So that was not the case. Number 20 is extremely long. It's more rules. I'm not going to read this all. It has more rules about when the president gets sworn in. It gives term limits to the president with exact dates. We got the 20th of January. And the terms of the senators and representatives at noon on the third day of January. That was saying if it hadn't been ratified. And then it goes on to say how Congress assembles, how long they need to assemble for. And then let's see what else it says. Talking more about if the president-elect dies, the vice president-elect shall become president. More rules and not too much weight in that. And then so we just talked about prohibition. Now we come to the 21st Amendment, which if you're a craft beer connoisseur like me, you know that there's a 21st Amendment brewery. And their bottle art is awesome. You should look into it.
Yeah.
I think that they're actually sold at Price Chopper. You can get their beer.
Oh, really?
Or any beverage center. I'm sure you can find it. But they have really cool art, like United States related art. They have a lot of Liberty stuff. It's really cool. They have good beer too. But it's really funny that they named it the 21st Amendment. So the 21st Amendment, the 18th article of amendment to the Constitution of the United States is hereby repealed. And so this is why they will never put a substance ban in the Constitution again, because it's so hard to amend the Constitution that it takes long. It's a long process and it's just such a difficult thing. And they realized that this was terrible to have in the Constitution. And it was really hard to get the 21st to go through. Not hard because there was support behind it,
right,
but like to have to go through the whole process rather than just declare by law it's legal.
Right. Every state has to have a constitutional amendment, and that's I mean, a constitutional, a meeting for the amendment. They have to ratify it.
Yeah.
And you figure every state has to do that. That's going to take a lot of time. And then you'll have to have people that kind of like you and 49 other people, or at the time, however many states there were, have to sit down and figure out how you're going to get to all these people in each state.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of work in that.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and a lot of work for nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Like, oh, man, we messed up. okay, 22nd Amendment. More rules. No person shall be elected to office with the president more than twice. So it's giving some more term limits to the president. And no person who has held office of president or acted as president for more than 2 years of a term to which some other person was elected president shall be elected to the office of the president more than once. But this article shall not apply to any person holding the office of president when this article was imposed by the Congress. So the sitting president at this time, this doesn't apply to him because he wasn't elected based on these limits.
Right.
This article shall be inoperative unless it has... Okay. So just more term limits, more rules that we still follow. 23rd Amendment gives residents of D.C. the right to vote, I believe. Hang on, let me read it. So the district can... The district constituting the seat of government of the United States shall appoint in such manner as the Congress may direct a number of electors of president and vice president equal to the whole numbers of senators and representatives in Congress to which the district would be entitled if it were a state, but in no event more than the least populous state. They shall be in addition to those appointed by the state, but they shall be considered for the purpose of the election of president and vice president to be electors appointed by a state, and they shall meet in the district and perform such duties as provided by the 12th article of the amendment. So my understanding is that this gives representation to D.C. I guess they didn't have representation because they're not a state. They're district.
Right, they're a district.
So their population wasn't being represented.
Right.
So this gives them representation. And I went there, and this makes so much sense because their license plates say taxation without representation.
Yeah.
And so this makes sense that they at one point didn't have representation. They were paying taxes, though.
They were paying taxes, but they didn't have representation.
So I thought that was interesting when I went down there because I never knew that they weren't represented for a long time.
Well, plus it gave them, you know, the right to have in the Electoral College. They had a vote, too, like you said. And, I think I think it was only considered like a political town, political area.
Right.
But people started to move out. And that's what happened a lot. I mean, more people in areas grew and with the people that.
And so then you actually have people living there.
Right.
Not just the politicians from other states. So I think the way they were looking at it was the people that are going to be there are people from other states that are now just here because they're in Congress in office. But then once people start actually living there that aren't in office and everything like that, they're being taxed on without being represented.
That's right. And people that were in office if their kids went to school, I mean, they may live there after they may live there after, you know, they're out of office. And so, you know, a whole area grew. Well, you were there this year.
Yeah, I went down there.
You know how big it was.
It's huge.
Yeah.
There's so many people there. I mean, there's a lot of tourists, but just we drove through Baltimore too. And that's not in D.C., but...
No, but
there's
still
a big city down there. But.
Right, and like Virginia, I mean, they're all grew because of the District of Columbia. I mean,
right, Washington, it just spread out from there.
It's spread right out. So, yeah, I think, you know, when you grow, you have to change, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So I thought that was interesting. That was something new that I learned, and it answered my question of the license plates. We were down there trying to figure it out, and of course we didn't use Google like any normal person would, but we were just trying to use our noggins, and it wasn't working. Okay, so the 24th Amendment, the right of citizens of the United States to vote in any primary or other election for presidents or vice president, for electors of for president or vice president, or for senator or representative in Congress, shall not be denied or abridged by the United States for any reason of failure to pay any poll tax or other tax. Okay. Mm-hmm. So prohibiting poll tax, I believe. Is that what this is?
Yes.
So there was a poll tax.
Poll tax.
And so this prohibits that, which is good. Somebody realized that was wrong.
I can't imagine having to pay a tax.
To go vote.
I mean, I wonder what political party thought of this one up to push for, really, because it must have been to limit people from voting. I can't imagine why you would want to put a tax on
it. Would be
voting,
against,
because that's a right.
I feel like it may have been like a right leaning, because they would be more against having poor people who typically statistically vote left rather than right.
Yeah,
so imposing a poll tax is going to discourage left leaning voters to come out and vote.
Yeah, but I don't know, because I'd like to look in the background of that, because
yeah,
you could say that it could be the left, because you had a lot of Southern Democrats,
mm-hmm,
that didn't like maybe the more conservative North, the way they were doing things, you know, like in slavery, and because when the Northern people started moving down south, you know, they used to call them carpetbaggers,
mm-hmm,
and they would get into politics, and they didn't like that.
Right.
And, you know, I can see it both ways, really.
Yeah.
You know, limiting competition.
It's definitely discouraging a certain demographic of people to vote.
Oh, yeah.
And so we'll have to come back with that and have an answer for that and see what was behind it, really. 25th Amendment. Okay, what is this?
Oh, you know what? It's funny, because I'm reading this. That the poll tax was prohibited in federal elections, but it doesn't say anything about state elections.
But we can still tax in states.
That's right.
So the 25th one is very long. It's probably more rules. Yes, it is more rules. 25th Amendment. In case of the removal of the president from office or of his death or recognition, the vice president shall become president. And that seems like common sense to most of us, but that's just because we've been following this rule for a while. So, mm-hmm, whenever there's a vacancy in the office of the president shall nominate vice president, who shall take office upon confirmation, blah, 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 more rules and blah, blah, blah. If you're interested in it, read it. It's really just more rules about office doings.
Okay. Let's regress just a little bit.
Okay. Back to the 24th.
The 24th, yeah. It was important to the civil rights movement because, mm-hmm, it ended mandatory poll taxes that prevented a lot of African Americans,
right,
from voting. So
that's what it was about.
So, I mean, that was one segment that they were trying.
They were trying to,
because they had the right to vote, they tried to not do it. And I would say, they effectively prevented African Americans from having any sort of political power, especially in the South. So I think it was the South that, so even, and we talked about that as far back or as early as the 60s. You said had separate but equal.
Right.
They just, down south, they just could not. That's right.
Trying to get around it and any way they could. And so now it's, let's make them pay to vote. They can't pay to vote.
Right.
And there was a lot of other things. You needed like 8 forms of ID, and they had crazy rules at the polling booths to try to discourage voting from them. It's absolutely terrible. This next one, 26, is interesting to me because it took them 200 years to ratify this amendment. It literally took about 200 years for it to be ratified. It got put on the floor and then like nothing happened with it and blah, blah, blah. And it kept coming back
up. The 25th?
No, the 26th.
Oh, the 26th. Okay.
It says the right of citizens of the United States who are 18 years of age or older to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of age. Oh, wait, this may be the 27th. I wrote it in a weird place. I think it's for the 27th. Sorry. So not the 26th, but so the 26th is about age voting. They brought it down to 18.
Mm-hmm.
So the 27th took 200 years.
Wow.
And it's about pay raises and decreases with Congress. No law varying the compensation for the services of the senators and representatives shall take effect until an election of representatives shall have been intervened. So that took 200 years to be ratified. And that is the last amendment we have made to the Constitution. What year was that done in?
27th Amendment. Hold on, I can tell you. Let me get there.
Insert Jeopardy music here.
Oh, boy. It was,
I think, in the 90s.
Well, it was, come on, boy. You're right. It took a long 90s? Time because, no, about how long it took because it's going back to like Jefferson and, 1992, May 20th, 1992.
Yeah, this took, so our last amendment was put into place in 1992, and it took about 200 years to be ratified. It just, so basically pay raises and decreases, like say they declare to give a raise, that doesn't take effect until the next election
right, cycle. Right, because, well, it's just like the city here. They wanted to give themselves a raise, but they didn't pass that because they knew that it wouldn't take effect until after the next election, and so they may not be voted in.
Right. Yeah. And so I think this is because people were being bribed. Help me get this person elected and stuff. Yep. And like, we'll give you a pay raise or whatever. Or if you don't do this, we'll decrease your pay. Like bribing people and stuff like that. So then they're like, okay, well, pay raises and decreases won't be taken in effect until the next election. So it may not affect you unless you get reelected.
That's right.
So obviously, I mean, it took so long for it to be ratified. So obviously this was a problem that they saw from very early on. It's just crazy how long it took for them to.
But you know something? I don't ever remember this being a subject to pass an amendment in 1992.
I wasn't born yet, so.
I know you weren't. I know you weren't. And I just cannot believe it because that's, like you said, passing an amendment is a big thing. And you think it would be in the news all the time, but I just can't remember it. And I mean, I certainly was old enough to.
Yeah,
to know what was going on, but
and to remember, that's weird. Maybe it just wasn't deemed important.
Maybe, but
it wasn't. We didn't have social media.
Well, that's it. I mean, And if you were busy, and I had little kids then, mm-hmm. and, you know, like you, you know, your time's taken up with all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And
the only reason why I know what's going on is because of social media. It's so accessible.
Right. Instant news.
In my hands, I can find out anything I want with Google. It's crazy.
And
I can
just say,
hey, Siri.
See, you're not taping this, and she's holding a globe, a crystal ball, and she can bring Google up on that crystal ball, and she can find out anything.
Pretty much. You can say this is a crystal ball.
Yeah.
So that's the 27 amendments to the Constitution. We will have to have an episode where we go through the Constitution, definitely. So now we're educated.
That's right.
We're educated.
We're educated. We know all the big ones, too.
Our listeners are educated. We got the big ones. So there's a few towards the end that are just rules and stuff. But, I mean, the first 10 are like boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Super important. And then a few therefore after were very important and heavy. And then we got into some bleh.
But if you look up the Constitution in a search, in a Google search, it'll bring you to, it'll list sites that you can go to look at the amendment in simplified terms.
Oh, yeah,
so
definitely.
So you can figure out without...
Exactly what the gist
exactly,
is.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, somebody should, like, post the amendments in simple terms somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, just the list of them. Like, I have the list of them, the originals here.
Sure.
Somebody should, like, just make... The Constitution for Dummies book.
Well, you know, somebody gave me a book, and it's probably...
They probably have it.
What, maybe like 8 inches by 3 inches
like a little
or
pocket
four.
Book.
Yeah, but a little bigger than that. I mean, probably like you'd fold this over again. I'm showing her a piece of 11 by 8 paper that was folded, and then you fold it over, and it was the Constitution. And it's not a big book at all. I mean, it's not really thick. And mm-hmm. If they did that, like you said, Constitution for Dummies, in that size, you know, you could carry it in the car or whatever, I mean, and read it.
Yeah, because that's what people do. They just spend their time reading the Constitution. They just keep.
Yeah, then,
they love it so much they keep it right in the car.
But if you have a question about, you know, in conversation, you know, why did they do this? And you can go and for the law, you can go and look at it, but look at it in simple terms, and you won't have to read all the gobbledygook.
Right. I think people need to be more aware of the Constitution, because when they're reading news about things, a lot of it's very unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. What these politicians are doing and what the law enforcement is doing in the federal government. And most people just don't know, and they take advantage of our generation not being aware. So I think it is very important to at least read them once, or at least have a good understanding of what your important rights are besides the right to bear arms and free speech.
Right.
I mean, those, for people that do at least know those rights, A+, you know more than most Americans. But
that's right. But I mean, you even can say, I mean, how the laws come about, like what's going on now with, you know, trying to find out some dirt on President Trump. Mm-hmm. Did he collude with the Russians? Well,
but like,
they're
going
back to find things on other people. And now, so the law applies to those people because, all right, if they lied or they couldn't remember things, they're put in jail now.
Right.
But yet, let's say the Clintons did things in Obama when they were in office, but the law isn't applied equally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now that is against the Constitution.
Right.
But you'd have to find out what amendment deals
with
something like that.
Or what part of the
like
Constitution.
Yeah,
yeah.
Deals with that, you know, equal...
the equal law.
Yeah, equal law. Or applied. And I mean, so there's a lot of different things that you can find out just from knowing what the Constitution is.
Right. I do have the Constitution here. I'm not going to read it today, though, but I do know that it starts with "We the People."
Yeah.
Because we had to sing a song in chorus one year.
Really?
I think it was like the preamble of the Constitution is what we sang. And so I know the preamble. That's all I know.
See, and they even changed that now. "We Are the World." They had that song back in the 80s. And you weren't around then either. But remember they were raising money for children in Africa.
I think we sang that one year too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I vaguely remember it. I probably didn't like the song. But
probably not. But "We the World," or "We the People," went then to "We the World." I mean, now we're supposed to, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so that is the Constitution or the Constitutional Amendments. And like I said, hopefully next week we'll be getting my friend in on here. And he does like blogging and stuff, and he has pictures on Instagram of his journeys. And it's been really cool to see his pictures around the country. Some really, really neat views and scenes like that. And like, I like that because I like nature and everything.
Sure.
And so it'd be good to get him on here.
Where's he from?
New York.
Oh, New York.
Yep.
Okay.
So he just decided to like leave everything behind one day and go. My understanding of it is he just dropped everything and left and went and toured the country alone. But we'll get him in here and get the exact.
He got a lot of education. I mean,
yeah. So anyway, I do think Noah had a brief thing to say on air. If you want to come over here, he said this, or you can say it right there, right?
Hold on. He can talk right into that microphone.
He said this in the car to me today, and I said he had to say it to close out the show. Go ahead.
Oh, that's not it. You got to talk.
Stage fright.
All right, look at me when you talk. All right, go ahead. Now, what do you want to talk about? You can do it. Want to sing Christmas Carol? All right.
No, what'd you say to me in the car?
You knew more than I did. You can tell us. You tell me. You can tell me what the...
His face is all red.
You know what we're doing? We're just talking with each other, that's all. You're talking to me and your mom. So you talked before I pushed the button. You want me to push the button off, and then you can
tell us?
Do you
want to come over here and say it? No, yeah. Noah doesn't want to say it.
See, I got Noah's his own microphone, and I can't get him to tell you what he told me, and it was very interesting.
So I was in the car talking about the show, and he goes, "Do you know who James Madison is?" And I said, "He's a president, right?" Like, I started questioning myself and what I thought.
That's right. Yeah, you're and, okay now.
Oh, okay.
It's off. Yeah.
And so I was, like, questioning and, like, double second-guessing myself on my history knowledge. And I'm like, "He's a president, right?" And Noah goes, "Yeah, he's the fourth president. He wrote the Constitution."
See?
Yeah.
Pretty smart, Noah.
Noah's pretty smart. He pays attention.
You are.
Do you know any other presidents?
Who's the first president? You knew that, right? He's on the dollar bill. If you can tell me the first president, I'll give you...
His stage fright is so bad right
now. The dollar bill
that
he's on. I'll give you a dollar if you can tell me whose face is on
there.
That's
child labor.
That's right. He's the first president.
That's right.
It's alive and well.
Oh, it's all right. No, you don't have to say it.
You don't have to say it. No.
All right. Well,
you're part of the show anyway, so you don't have to say
he's
it.
He's been here hanging out in the studio with us. And
that's right.
That's all we got for today for you guys. So follow my Facebook page. I'm trying to get 1,000 likes. By the end of the year.
Let's do it. You'll get it. How many you have?
Almost 700.
We'll get it.
Yeah, we'll get it.
We'll put it on. I'll put it on Saturday's show, too.
Okay.
To tell people to go there.
All right.
All right. And Noah, you can come on this show anytime you want. All right.